Welcome to Stock Talk, the new Stockhouse podcast series that brings you behind-the-scenes insights into trending topics from capital markets, influencers, and entrepreneurs, broadcasting from the heart of the financial district in beautiful downtown Vancouver.
Welcome to the Stock Talk podcast. This podcast is part of our CEO interview series, where our mission is to help listeners and investors understand more about investment opportunities in the public marketplace. I'm Dave Jackson. It's been a busy 2020 to date for Higher Technologies, Inc. On April 21st, the company renamed and rebranded from Bay Talent Group to, quote, better reflect its technology focus in the staffing, recruitment, and HR consulting sectors. Higher trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under, appropriately, the symbol HIRE or Higher. We're excited to be joined by the recently appointed CEO, Simon Dealy, who's Higher's co-founder and former CFO. Simon has over 20 years of experience across a broad spectrum of industries and multiple countries, and has the proven experience to identify strategic issues, dramatically improve sales, administer the organization, raise capital, always important, and improve processes. Thank you very much for taking the time out of your very busy schedule to join us, Simon.
Thank you, Dave. It's a pleasure to be here.
A pleasure is all ours. So, Simon, to start off with, can you, update our investor audience and your Higher Technology shareholders on any new company developments, especially in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic?
Oh, it's a very challenging time, everyone, right now. Very closely with our clients to support them through this time. And for us, our employees' health is priority, and we've been fortunate enough to have our operations work the cloud environment already, and so we've set everyone up to operate remotely. Certainly a new era of how we're doing placements and get people in front of candidates, in front of companies and so on, but it's working quite well for us. Again, we're fortunate to have a stable revenue stream here and be able to execute our acquisition strategy, which is what we're working on at the moment today. And we're going to be keeping a very close eye on the government's reopening plans and seeing how that may impact and affect our clients as we move forward.
Now, Simon, on March 25th, the government of Ontario declared staffing an essential service. Why is staffing such a valued service after all, and what does it offer your partners and investors?
Yeah, so I think especially when you look at what's happening in the market today, it's a hugely fragmented market right now. There's been a lot of upheaval and change going on. Companies are having to adjust very quickly to this new reality of what we're dealing with right now. And so staffing firms in general provide their clients with much greater flexibility to source their staff. Especially for us, we're doing both permanent placement and flexible contractor staffing, and that could be either on a daily, seasonal or cyclical arrangements. And so we can get our candidates to those clients in a very timely manner. And so for the client, for those companies, it's a really efficient way of getting these people in front of them. They don't have to go through the process of writing the placement ads, doing the advertising, assessing a multitude of resumes. Especially now, you think about the influx of resumes coming their way. How do they find the people that they need? This is what we do every day, and know how to go through and provide a curated listing of candidates to our clients, so they have a very short list they can go through and pick someone and rapidly fill those positions. Especially when it comes to something on the contracting side, the companies don't have to worry about setting up payroll and benefits. And we handle all of that. We get these guys on board for those clients. So that way the companies can rapidly adjust and pivot and change their direction as they're navigating through what we're with right now today.
Well, as you just mentioned and in the intro, you've pivoted to a new brand name and you've come on board to take over the helm as the CEO. So how's the sailing been so far? And, what are some of the strategic plans you'd like to implement for Higher?
Yeah, this is it's certainly taking over the company during a pandemic makes for an interesting time. And, certainly, looking at the company, fortunately, I was with the company before, as you mentioned previously, being the CFO, understanding what we need to do in today's environment. So, we are fortunate to have very resilient revenue stream that's enabled us to sustain our existing operations. And so we're focusing very heavily on the acquisition strategy. We plan to grow through acquisition while we drive that organic growth and synergies, you know, existing business units that we own. So right now, today, we've made some adjustments to the business to ensure that we will be profitable and maintain our working capital. We've been very responsive to our clients, you know, adjusting our staffing, the funnel that we're pushing through to our clients, and looking at those industries that are needing, you know, that have the greatest need for candidates. And as I mentioned, we're executing our acquisition plans, and the whole team is spending a lot of time and effort on that avenue as well.
Can you tell our audience, Simon, you know, about your professional background and, you know, some of the insights that you bring to hire from your previous experience?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you might have picked up from the accent, you know, I'm originally from Australia. I've spent my entire career working in professional services, multiple different industries within that, and certainly different countries around the world. I actually started my career in banking, working for the National Australia Bank. And then from there, I went over and started working at several different law firms, and I ran the finance functions for those law firms, but also got to spend a lot of time working on some very large merger and acquisition deals, which is serving me very well today with our acquisition strategy here. 20 years ago last week, my wife and I moved from Australia to the US, and I started working at KPMG, and I was working on the audit and consulting side, and again I was getting to work on acquisitions and integration as part of that business process redesign and change management. And from KPMG, I actually got approached by a very large European consultancy called Altran to work at one of their subsidiaries called Control Solutions International, where they focused on internal audit, staffing, and IT solutions. And with that company, we built it out to 35 different countries. I ended up buying that company with two business partners of mine, and I got to spend time opening offices in India and China and Japan and throughout Europe. It was a really exciting time. When I did buy that company, I actually bought it in during the last recession. So it's quite interesting. You know, I'm buying a company. It was having a lot of financial troubles at the time. They were trying to get it right-sized. And I was having my first of my two sons the same month that I closed on that deal. So it's sort of like what we're doing now with this pandemic. I was doing all that at the same time. And a lot of lessons learned from that was to how to run lean operations, run a large, you know, global company, ensuring that it was maintaining its profitability through what was then a pretty difficult time with the recession that we're having then. And then ultimately, I sold that company to a US publicly listed company. And before I, with my business partners, started up what is now Hire Technologies.
Well, great stuff. Now, what's the company's long play strategy in regards to acquisitions and technology, Simon?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, there's obviously a lot of short-term goals that we want to get out of the way, you know, getting ourselves a solid foundation in Canada. But our plans are to focus and acquire IT, staffing, HR, consulting firms, really a technology-first focus for the business, because technology is such a huge disruptor to a lot of industries, and staffing is certainly no exception to that. And we want to focus on SaaS-based technologies at the forefront of our offerings there. Geographically, you know, expanding across Canada, we're going to be opportunistic about moving into the United States and have plans to do that. And eventually, we want to expand into other global markets. There is really no barrier stopping us, you know, sort of how much we can build this out. As I mentioned, I've worked and ran a company in 35 different countries, and other than there's a lot of language barriers and so on, but certainly the types of way that you service, you know, a human element like this is very similar, and having the technology aspect of our business enables us to be scalable and to drive that across multiple markets.
Well, finally, Simon, what can you tell our investor audience regarding the current valuation of your stock and why it's a smart play right now?
Well, I always love talking to people about why Hire Technologies, and so I love that question. And you know, we are the only Canadian public consolidator in this market today. As you know, investing is about getting ahead of the curve, and everyone right now is really focused on the number of job losses that are happening in this market. But, you know, investors need to be thinking about, well, what happens next? You know, our stock is at a price where it's undervalued from where it should be. We have a very resilient revenue stream and an in-demand service offering. And that is supported by a strong management team, a board expertise that has proven itself in situations like this and growing companies just like this. Our acquisition strategy has become measurably more affordable in today's economy, and we're definitely seeing that through the negotiations that we're undertaking today. Hire Technologies is poised to take advantage of what is going to be one of the greatest rehiring efforts ever undertaken by governments around the world. That unique positioning allows us to take advantage of the billions of dollars that the government subsidies are coming through that are geared towards restarting the economies and re-employing the population. It's really a chance to get ahead of the trade when you're looking at our stock today.
Oh, great stuff, Simon. Really appreciate the time you spent with us today here at Stockhouse. Be well, stay safe.
Thank you, Dave.
We have been speaking with Simon Dealey, the CEO of Hire Technologies, Inc. I'd like to once again thank Simon for joining us and sharing this informative and insightful overview about Hire with our Stockhouse podcast listeners and investors. Don't forget, all of our podcasts are also available on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play. For Stockhouse Media and the Stock Talk Podcast, I'm Dave Jackson. Thanks for listening.
Just a reminder to follow us on social media at Stockhouse for the latest updates on all your favorite public companies in North America. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our active investor community, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, don't forget to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Deal Room on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities only available on stockhouse.com.